Atomic batteries to power turbines to speed. It's Bat Squad Radio, episode 18 here on the White Dragon Podcast Network, only 2 years later. Holy crap. Folks, my name is Kev L. I'm the host of the show. Joining me, as always, my all-star compatriots here in the New Jersey Bat Squad. Gone and forgotten, but once again back. Ladies and gentlemen, first coming to us here live from the Dave Cave, we've got Captain James T. Jerk himself, New Jersey Bat Dave.
Shouldn't we redo the intro because Denny was making all kind of noises with his hoodie
equipment? I didn't hear any of that. There's going to be music over.
Okay, sounds good. What were we talking about?
2 years. 2 years you've been radio silent. The first thing you're going to say is, shouldn't we be doing something different because Denny, blah, 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 blah.
That's because he's a jerk. That's why.
He is a jerk. Folks, and also coming to us here, a man whose baseball cap is sewn onto his scalp, New Jersey Spider Denny.
Hi, everybody.
I've missed that lovable face. Good Lord.
I know. Look how cute my cheeks are.
Yes, very, very much. Very pinchable. So, guys, we're back.
Yeah, it's weird.
How did this happen?
Yeah, but you were supposed to perpetuate a ruse and say we've only been gone about 10 days.
No, I wasn't supposed to do that. We never even discussed that. We've been back for a minute and 17 seconds, and you're already trying to overscript the show?
Isn't that, I didn't miss that at all. I'll tell you that right now.
No, it's the more things change, the more they stay the same. Thank you, Dave, for proving that point.
It is nice, though, to be back together, seated around the same table. Could you pass me a bagel?
Dave, we are in way different areas right now.
You sure?
Yes, I'm positive.
I'm in the basement right now, and he's locked upstairs.
Yeah, I'm in sunny Florida. I'm in sunny Orlando, Florida. Dave is trying with his stupid shtick already, but for those of you that have just joined us, welcome. This is Bat Squad Radio, hosted here by the New Jersey Bat Squad, and well, New Jersey and Florida now. I guess I'm the Florida affiliate.
It's two
against one. New Jersey, Florida, so we win.
New Jersey native. But so what we have here is a pop culture power hour, folks. We're going to be talking about things like comic books, web videos, movies and current events, wacky news stories, all that and beyond, while ripping on each other in the process. But before we get into all the fun, there is one thing we do need to bring up that is a little solemn and a little somber. We went from a quartet to a threesome recently.
Aww. Yes, that is right. We lost probably our most popular member of Bat Squad Radio.
I wouldn't even say probably. Undoubtedly,
yeah, he was
the most popular.
And he wasn't even human. And he rarely contributed to the show, but he sat there each and every episode, every single podcast.
No, you actually forced him to sit there. You forced him to sit. He didn't want to.
with a towel upon your lap to prevent anal leakage.
All right, before people think this is getting a little weird, who we are talking about is the late, great, wonderful Buster the Dog Wonder.
Yes.
One week shy of 16 years old, Buster passed away last July, and my life has not been the same since. I don't want to get into it too much, but he was a great friend, wonderful companion, and we miss him. I miss him every day.
You know, it says something about Buster, because Buster had a personality that kind of transcended just like what a normal dog was like. I mean, when Buster died, I cried. Like, it was like it deeply, deeply affected me. And obviously, you know, like, my experience with Buster was not as much as many other people. But the amount of social media outpouring for Buster after he passed away was the most touching thing I think I've ever seen.
Well, one thing I think we could all agree upon is we all wish that it was someone else that that passed away that could still be on this broadcast, right?
Well, you just went dark. You went dark with that.
Went really dark.
You're saying that you wish Dave died instead of Buster.
Oh, I didn't know. I didn't say that.
You didn't say
that. You assumed that.
You highly well. I'm physically incapable of thinking that you meant me. So
before we delve into Denny's hurtful words, yes, Buster's death did break the internet for about 48 hours, and people, yes, there are a few that don't care for Bat Dave, who don't care for my antics. Even those people were reaching out to me and saying, our hearts are broken, Buster was the best, you're not, and we miss him. So it was a lot to process, and
I do have to agree though, when I see him post photos on my Facebook, it's like just him. And, like, they're just boring. There's, like, nothing to him. Like, there's, like, a really cool battleship behind him or something very quote unquote manly, mm-hmm. and then like it just doesn't look right when it's just him.
I agree. Well, I mean, that
Buster just made the photos look so much cooler.
That's the thing. I mean, you look at him and you're just like, oh, it's a cross between Tom Cavanaugh and Hugh Laurie. What's the big deal? But
right. Then, but I'll tell you what. Denny was the first person to reach out when Buster died. I mean, it hit Denny just as hard as everyone else.
Of course, yeah. I mean, he was beloved.
Despite how Denny sometimes can't stand me, you know, Denny and I have been together forever, you know, and we'll talk about how we don't work together mm-hmm. in real life anymore. But also, too, a lot of people have said, you know, I'm just me. I'm just Abbott now without a Costello. Now that Buster's gone, and I told Buster that. I said, Buster, I love you, but you broke up the act. So here I am.
That is the subtle genius of your marketing, of your marketing of yourself. Because, you know, people might be like, oh, that guy kind of looks like Don Flamenco from Mike Tyson's Punch-Out. That's pseudo-funny. I mean, he's a frail Batman. He's a sorry Nick Fury. He's a terrible Captain Kirk. I mean, I can go on and on, but I won't.
Are we still talking about me?
Yeah, but you put a dachshund dressed like George Washington next to you, and people are going to pay attention.
Yeah. I got away with a lot because of him.
You did.
People tolerated me for a lot longer than they should have because of Buster.
Yeah.
So,
and now nobody tolerates you.
But maybe we could down the road, we could find a fourth member. Doesn't have to be a furry creature. It could be someone that has to have a strong personality, because we've tried. We brought a certain person in on episode 2 or 3, and we flatlined.
It was
rough.
We hit the iceberg 2 episodes in.
It's the one episode that has a disclaimer. Please don't listen to this episode.
Seriously.
Wait, who was that? I don't remember that.
The Burly Vortex.
I just wanted you guys to say it. Yeah. That's all.
I don't know. Gene is always, you know, the Gene Arrow, as I like to call him, has always been a welcome addition to the show.
Yes, he's our bagel bitch.
Should be over any second with the bagels.
He's not coming.
He's not coming.
No, because I'm not. It's because I'm not.
Before we transition, let's have a quick moment of silence.
To a woman.
moment of silence for Buster. Okay, let's go.
That was your moment of silence. It was like a second.
Yes,
of silence.
That's all. That's all I got.
Okay.
You have a tribute. Don't you have a new tribute slogan to commemorate him?
What a waste.
No.
Oh. That was the most hurtful. What a waste you've ever done. In a life full of making your name off one stupid catchphrase, that was the worst you've ever done.
We don't want to push Denny's What a Waste page on Facebook.
No.
Yeah, don't ever do that. Whatawaste.com, Facebook.
We should address one thing, though, before we get into the actual show. And we're going to tell people what we do and the topics and the amazing people we meet and the incredible places we go to. But the thing with Gene was the honorary fifth member. He was like the George Martin of the Beatles to us.
Okay.
Gene no longer is on speaking terms with me. And I don't mean that we've had a fight. There's nothing has transpired that has ended our friendship. We just don't have a friendship now. And that is because once we closed up shop on Bat Squad Radio, which we'll get into, the real reason why Bat Squad Radio went away for 20 months.
Okay, good. Because I know the real reason, and I have a feeling we don't agree on this.
This is gonna be good.
There is only one real reason, and it was because of you, and we'll get into that later.
Uh-huh. All right.
But Gene O'Brien, our bagel bitch, great guy, but he no longer talks to Denny or I, and yet he's incredibly smitten with author Kevin J. Kessler.
Well, I mean,
so you stole my friend.
I'm also the only one of the three of us that has never referred to him as bagel bitch, so maybe that has something to do with it.
That's not true. I think you're the one that came up with it, wasn't it?
I was not. That was totally you.
But you named an episode after that.
Yes.
Oh,
so you agreed with it.
I suppose.
Hey, I got to ask. Let's test the sound since we're back after 20 months. When I get exasperated like I did before and I get loud, does my voice blow out?
Not really.
So I can shout.
Just your ego.
Yeah, just your ego blows out.
Listeners will be happy to know my ego is fully in check. not having a good year, but we'll get into that as well.
Okay, so you want to talk about the fact that the show has been gone for 20 months and where it's been and why it happened. So if you remember, folks, well, for those of you that may remember, our last episode, episode 17, we had a great 17th episode. It was Sal Zerzolo and Dave from Garden State Comic Fest, and they were joined us. We had a great interview. We were outside in the Batcave Botanical Gardens, and one of the last things we said at the end of that episode was, you know, I'm moving to Orlando, Florida, but Bat Squad Radio will continue. It will go on. It will, you know, it will once again still be everything it's always been and continue well into the future. And then it died.
Yes, because you fell off the planet.
No, it was because you refused to do any, like, I don't know if it was the fact that we couldn't take pictures anymore or what it was, but you had 0.0 interest in continuing to do this show.
Yeah, I have to agree. I agree with Kevin on this one. Because
what?
You don't even know how to double-click a freaking mouse, first of all.
Yeah, you
that
couldn't...
was the big problem. Because you're like, oh, I can't do this. I can't do that. And you're like, forget it. We're done.
Yeah, but no, what happened was you guys are like, you know, I'm old-fashioned, and that's kind of cool sometimes. And I just like the whole camaraderie. You'd come over. We do this. We do that. We hook up the equipment. We have bagels. We have orange juice. There's Buster farting, and we were all together. It was like very united and cohesive, and then all of a sudden Kevin's gone. He's starting a new life as an author, and he's 1,000 miles away. And
seriously? Was that a monster?
Go ahead.
Seems like a lot of long-running gags are returning. where's your bell, Denny? Where's your bell that you ring when me and Kevin chat too much?
I think you sold that at a garage sale for like a quarter or something.
Yeah, the Denny defense system was had to be sold to bring us back on the air.
Yep.
It's actually in a local pawn shop. We're saving up to get it back for you. But, you guys wanted us to do something like on Skippy.
On Skype, which is what we're doing, which is what we're doing right now?
Yeah, Skype. Skippy.
No.
No, that's peanut butter.
Is this what we're on right now?
We're on Skype right now, Dave.
And that's why Denny came over.
Yes.
And set this up.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, because like I said, you don't even know how to double click a freaking mouse.
No, but so the point of the matter is the show would have continued, but Dave was Dave, and we weren't able to keep doing it because he didn't want to embrace new technology.
I felt like at that point maybe the show had run its course. Maybe it was the end of season one and we all needed a little break. So we had a little break.
What is it, like a BBC style break? Because 20 months is a long time.
Yeah, it is.
We're not Sherlock. It's... Anyway, so why you think it's my fault? I think it's your fault. Denny thinks it's your fault. So I think it's your fault.
But we've been busy in the meanwhile, right, Dan?
We've been very busy
since we've seen you, Kevin. Since we last did the episode of July 2015. Well, I mean, a lot of things have changed. We have a new president. But beyond that, more importantly, Denny and I put out another 34, 35 fan films.
More importantly than the entire country shifting is the fact that you and Denny put out another thing.
Yeah, because we make people happy. We lift their spirits.
Whose spirits have you lifted recently?
Denny. We haven't. Not even mine.
Yeah, seriously. Oh, like, what? Who are you trying to fool here?
I don't know. I feel like we're doing good work. And
we also went on hiatus for a while for the Bat Squad Studios because my computer got messed up and the programs weren't compatible and this and that. And Dave was like whipping me in the back with his whip and making sure I try to get everything all together to start.
Oh my
videos.
God, Denny! Denny, what was that like? What was that like when you guys couldn't produce videos? Was he like Roger Rabbit in the shave and a haircut scene where he's sitting there like all twisted up and like he just needs to get it out? Like he just needs the attention back on him?
Yeah, it was bad. I mean, I will admit though, I kind of felt bad because like I don't want to admit to this, so I won't. But yeah, that's it. That's all I got.
What aren't you admitting?
Well, what happened?
No, I semi little bit like doing the videos.
What?
Like, yes. I kind of felt bad. Yeah.
That goes against your whole shtick.
Like, the stuff that it's the stuff that we do and everything. Like, the people we meet, like, the celebrities and new friends, old friends, and everything that we get together with cosplayers and all this. And it's like a time capsule. So, like, it's always, not always, because things can crash, but it's always going to be there that we could go and look and kind of enjoy what we did.
All right.
Kevin, well, think about it like the whole thing with Buster. Like, you know, he was in a few of them, some right. movies that we did with him. So, you know, we always fall back on that and take a look at it.
Well, there, Kevin, real quickly, there was a 9-week perfect storm where my laptop died, his computer died, and 9 weeks of nothing. Nothing was coming out from NJ Bat Squad Studios, and the world really suffered for it. I mean,
Dave?
It was a tough time for everyone. Okay. But we're back.
Yeah. And you guys have been doing some good work lately. You've been producing some videos. I've been hearing about them. I haven't actually watched any of them, but you know.
Yeah, don't waste your time.
Yeah. I've been too busy creating.
Creating what?
Creating literary worlds, Denny. The splendor of the written word.
What was that, like writing?
Yes, in the last 20 months, I've become a author. I've put out out a full-length novel and a novella.
And author.
Yes, I have a second novel coming out in May, and then a third one coming out in September.
Okay, well, I would say congratulations to you. I would, but let me get this straight. So you just write words and you consider yourself an author, right?
I write words to, you know, satisfy my publishing contract that I was signed to by a publisher who then puts out my book. So yes.
Okay. So technically when I'm sitting there taking a shit on the toilet, writing some kind of words on my toilet paper and I hand it in to someone and they create something out of it, can I be considered an author?
If they print it and it's sold and people purchase it, yes, Denny, then you're an author.
Doesn't matter how, because I could go and throw that shit up on eBay and see what happens.
You can say whatever you want, Denny.
Okay. What kind of quote-unquote author this is.
You know what? The greatest accomplishment of my life, and my friends are sitting here shitting on it. That's fantastic.
Not me. Kevin, I haven't said a word, although I did find it odd in the opening notes. I'm reading the opening notes of this show, and it's saying we now have to refer to you as author Kevin J. Kessler.
Well, yeah, obviously. Very big deal now. By the way, how'd you guys like the book? Because I'm sure you purchased it and read it to support your friend, right?
Oh, yeah. I got the signed copy from Dawn that you basically sent out and never sent me one, jerk.
Well, yeah, she asked for it. You didn't.
You said, okay, we were at Comic-Con, New York Comic-Con this year.
Well, we were. I was there with you.
And you said that you were going to give me one and never did.
Did I?
Yes, you did. We were sitting up in the press lounge, and you're with your stupid little frog Kermit thing, and you said, oh, yeah, I'll give you one, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, okay, cool. And
all right, Denny, next time I get a shipment in, I'll send you one. By the way, you know who actually...
You know what? I don't want one now.
I'm just to talk about, you know, friendships and, like, you know, who's a real friend and who's not a real friend. You know who purchased one? A signed copy? Purchased? Nope. Actually nope. Gave money in exchange for goods and services? The Gene Arrow himself, Gene O'Brien.
Because he lives in his mom's basement and has so much money he does nothing with.
Just saying.
So am I.
Well, you know, now that Denny's done being mean-spirited, which is unlike him, I will have to say, Kevin, I enjoyed your second book a little bit more than the first book.
You didn't read any of them, Dave.
Caught. You got caught.
The hell are you trying to fool here?
The first book, Rosentini.
Oh, my God. One. Did you really just do that?
Yes.
That Dragon totally sounded like a pasta, like right? An Italian dish.
Yeah. No, the name of the series is Rosinante. It's a word that I made up. Dave can mispronounce it all he wants, but, you know, he knows what it actually is. You were saying.
Could you tell us a little bit about it?
It's a fantasy action adventure novel about dragons.
I think it's going to go over
well. My foot's
well.
Falling asleep, sorry.
Oh, well, yeah, please, you know.
So are the listeners.
Exactly. All right, let's get into the actual show. Let's talk about some actual, there's been a lot of pop culture that's been going on in the last 20 months. And, you know, one thing for this show is, you know, we always talk about Spider-Man versus Batman. And in the last 20 months, there has been a movie featuring Batman and a movie featuring Spider-Man.
And they were both horrible.
They were not both horrible. Captain America Civil War was fantastic. And so let's, Denny, you want to talk about Tom Holland as Spider-Man a little bit?
Yeah, we could talk about it. First of all, I think it's going to be awesome. I think it's going to be really, really cool. I like the suit. A lot of people don't like the little suit, the little Civil War emblem that they did. Mm-hmm. I kind of like it. It's just different. I like the Ditko webs underneath the arm.
Yes.
I thought that was really cool.
I like that the eyes move. You're able to emote and express within the mask finally.
Yeah, like they actually, you know, when they did Deadpool, they kind of like wanted to use that for Spider-Man to see how it worked, just like you said, to show emotion. My only big concern would be is having Tony Stark played by Robert Downey Jr. is I don't want them to take too much out of focusing on Peter Parker, Tom Holland.
Tony Stark's involvement in Spider-Man Homecoming is going to be very minimal. I think that what you saw in the trailer, like the scene in the limo, and then like that one scene of them like going through New York City together, I think that's probably mostly what you're going to get out of him.
Well, you also see at the end, in the trailer, you see them both flying, you know, through the sky or whatever.
Yeah, but it's going to very much be Spider-Man's movie, I think. I don't think you're going to see a lot of Tony Stark. I think he's going to be in it just enough where you're like, oh, that's awesome, Tony Stark's in it. But they know what they're doing over at Marvel. Like a cameo like that, maybe if he's even in it, maybe as much as like, I don't know, like Black Widow was in Winter Soldier or something like that.
Yeah. What do you think about two things? What do you think about Vulture, and do you agree with that that it's going to happen with the rumor of the Shocker being in it?
I had not heard about the rumor about the Shocker. I think the Vulture looks amazing. When I first heard they were doing the Vulture, I was disappointed because I've never really been a huge fan of the Vulture. But I think that it's because in a world where there's already the Falcon, the Vulture is essentially just the Falcon, but I like they made the suit look awesome, and he looks threatening. And you
is
cast
that Michael Keaton.
Yep, you cast an A-list actor in Michael Keaton, fresh off Birdman, to go in and do it. So I think Vulture is going to be a really good villain. Because these Marvel movies, it's not really as much about the villain as like the old movies were for Spider-Man, because it's a very hero-centric formula that they have.
They use a lot of mechanics, though. I don't know if I necessarily like that, like, because think about how like Rhino and all that, they used like everything looked mechanical. Yeah. Same thing with like Goblin. I think Gobby had a little bit mechanic look to him, and I don't know if I like that per se, but like I'll deal with it for a cinematic viewing, you know.
Mm-hmm. Dave, what's your? But how'd you like him in Civil War? I thought he was fantastic. I thought he was the best part of Civil War.
Oh, I loved it. I absolutely loved it because he was the kid that should have been with Andrew Garfield, and I like Tobey Maguire's, to be honest. I just wish those two could merge, have basically Tobey Maguire as Peter Parker, Andrew Garfield as Spider-Man. I think that would be great, and hopefully Tom Holland could have a little of each.
I really enjoyed the banter between him and Tony Stark. I think that remember in Civil War they kept doing like that that one device they kept kind of bringing up where like they would have the big name of the place like pop up on the screen, like Sweden or, you know, whatever. That was done just for the big reaction when all of a sudden it says Queens.
Oh, of course.
And I like that he sounded like he was from Queens. He's a Mr. Stark. Like,
yeah. Yep.
I like that.
Cause I'm actually on his Instagram, and it's really cool. He posts a lot of like little things that he was doing, like when he was in the trailer in New York when they were filming and showing like the fans outside. He seems like a really cool, like down to earth person. Mm-hmm. And the other day, about a week ago, he didn't want any of the script. I don't know if you heard about this. Any of the script to get leaked out. So he took his Spider-Man script, Homecoming, and he turned on his fireplace and threw the script into the flames.
Wow.
He did it on Instagram. So I thought that was pretty cool of him, because like, you know how things get leaked all the time,
and
he just really, he really wants to hold onto the whole plot and not have it leaked out so people could start like speculating this. That's why I think that there's something that's going to happen that's going to be huge, just to get the whole Marvel universe like going, basically.
Would you guys agree that the Marvel movies are going over much better with the public than the DC movies?
Yeah.
Well, DC,
You know me, Dave. I've always been the biggest DC apologist out there, but there's no defending these DC movies.
And yet, a lot of people like the DC television series.
Those are fantastic, because those are being done, because Warner Brothers doesn't interfere in TV.
Right.
Like, stupid things happen, because Warner Brothers will interfere in the TV shows when they think that they're affecting the movies. Like on Arrow, they had Amanda Waller as a regular, like recurring character. They had to kill off Amanda Waller. They had to kill off Deadshot, all because they were going to be in the Suicide Squad movie. So when they leave the TV series alone, Supergirl, The Flash, Arrow, Legends of Tomorrow are fantastic. Supergirl even brought in Superman this year, and it's the best on-screen version of Superman I've ever seen.
Was that Dean Cain?
No, Dean Cain's in the show, but
Oh, he is.
He is. Yeah, he plays. He's Kara's Earth dad.
Oh, cool.
Like the... Guess what? I actually enjoyed an episode of Gotham, which I the last time we were airing, I was venting about how much Gotham is just a big turd.
Which is funny because now Joker I think did. Gotham is just a big turd, and I've stopped watching it.
Okay, you ready for this? You know how I dislike DC? I dislike Gotham. Kevin, you ready?
Ready.
I saw the trailer. I think I actually posted this on Facebook. I saw the trailer of the new Gotham coming that they've been showing little glimpse of the Joker.
Mm-hmm.
I actually think so. I think it looks really freaking cool.
That made me
I
want
really
to
do like how it looks.
Yeah, that also made me want to actually go out and watch it. So.
Yeah, so, I mean, hopefully they're changing it up a little bit.
Dave, what were you saying about Gotham? You said you watched an episode that you liked?
Yeah, with the Joker kid seems to be doing a good job. And now they got rid of Fish Mooney.
Oh, did they finally get rid of her again?
I think so. I wanted to ask you about, since we've been gone for 20 months, we don't want to go backwards too much, but let's talk about Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck was everything that I said he was going to be. He's the best Batman we've ever had on screen. He just happened to be in a really shitty movie.
Oh, so you do agree.
Yeah.
You agree that was terrible.
I agree that
it was total...
I agree it was a bad movie. It was poorly written. I think Zack Snyder is a hack. But I mean the Ultimate Edition, the with an extra 30 minutes, it's better. It's still not good. Like little things that happen in that movie upset me because I'm like the story is there and it could have been done really well, but it's not done well. Like the Martha thing is like
I tell you what, I feel like a lot of these superhero movies, and you would think because at times I have paraded around superhero costumes. Well, sorry, when it comes to superhero movies, I'm very critical. Civil War, didn't care for it. It was too much action, too much. And I think Batman vs. Superman suffers from too much. They're just introducing too much.
BBS, I think, honestly didn't have enough action. Like it was way too much like sitting around and brooding, but the brooding was being done by Superman also and not Batman. That was the other problem. This is a Superman
right,
that
they're trying to...
It's a Superman that doesn't smile.
Right. So you can't distinguish him from Batman, who's
yeah.
also somber. It was a very dark, gloomy movie, but they're trying to push the aspect of the Justice League. I'm not sure how that's going to go over.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Because didn't they have, like, they showed you, like, because I didn't see it, so they said there was a part that, like, Wonder Woman comes out and there's, like, demigorgons or some crap coming around, and I don't know, some... Wasn't there, like, a part like that in when they showed Wonder Woman?
At the end.
Oh, okay.
No,
so
not
that's
not
probably what it
was. Who was that?
That was Doomsday.
Doomsday, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Dark Side. Wasn't it Dark Side?
No, we haven't seen Dark Side yet. We saw the Parademons, which are
Parademons. I said Demigorgon. Isn't Demigorgon from Stranger Things?
Yeah. Oh, and I apologize for saying Apocalypse. That's Marvel. And that was another turd. We should just talk about these real quick. Deadpool, I enjoyed it. It was foul-mouthed. It was vulgar.
It was fantastic.
It was basically everything's... Yeah, it was fantastic because of Ryan Reynolds. He's perfect. He's perfect as Deadpool. And it's a better Deadpool than the first time he did it, which was a Hollywood...
Yeah, it was a turd.
A disaster.
And I like that they poked fun at both that Deadpool and at Green Lantern throughout the movie.
Sure.
I love that whole part. He's like, just don't make it green. I was like, ah, that's
green or animated.
Yeah, well, that was so funny.
Do you like Cumberbatch as Doctor Strange?
Oh, I loved Doctor Strange. I thought Doctor Strange was such a refreshing like change of pace. Because that's the thing about these Marvel movies is, you know, you've got like, you know, Thor is a fantasy movie. Iron Man is your typical action movie with like explosions and whatnot. Captain America, those movies have kind of turned like Winter Soldier was a spy espionage film. And, you know, Doctor Strange was like an Inception type, like kind of just real mental kind of movie, very psychological.
What else? What do we want to get into now? Do we want to talk about 2017? Anything you want to touch upon?
I mean, we could talk about what we've got going on. Oh, you know what? Let's talk about New York Comic Con because all three of us were there and we never got to talk about it.
Oh, so you're talking about the one from last fall?
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
Okay, yep. At the Jacob Javits Center,
as always,
big show. It's a madhouse, and you guys were there, but you were there on a different day because I went in. I was a man on a mission. I'm very proud of myself. Me and my buddies, not you guys, we said let's go see Adam West. Adam West was doing a big publicity appearance at New York Comic Con for Return of the Caped Crusaders. And that's another thing I want to get into, too. So we went to see Adam West. Boom. Did it. Saw Adam West. Hi. Almost pat him on the shoulder. Then we got to see Stan Lee, which Denny has seen Stan before. And Stan, I think it was Stan Lee. It could have been a wax effigy because they got Stan just propped up on a stool and literally a 2.5 hour wait to see Stan.
Yeah,
and
I can imagine.
Next. Yeah, and you're just hearing through the curtains, through the black curtains. Next, click, next, click, next, click. But
yes, the photo ops are just a waste of money, I think, because you don't get any real interaction. You just come in and you get your pictures taken and you leave.
There is some celebrities that don't let you take photos at their booth.
That's
so
the thing.
For that reason, yeah.
Our last New York Comic Con episode 2 years ago, I talked about that because I tried to get Stephen Amell and you couldn't take a selfie with him at the booth. You had to pay to get the photo op, which is the most impersonal thing you could possibly do.
You know what's funny about that? Last year, I think it was in sometime in December, the Heroes and Villains Fan Fest that they had going on at the Meadowlands. Stephen Amell was there, and out of nowhere, he was just standing at his booth for what's it, High Point, his alcohol brand that he has.
I don't know.
High Point, Hit Point. I can't remember what it is. I think it's High Point. And he literally was just standing in his booth, just promoting it. Not a single soul was over at his booth. It didn't even realize that it was him. His hat was down low, and he was just standing there. So I noticed that was him. So I went up to him. I was like, hey, Steve, what's up? And he shook my hand. I was like, can I get a picture real quick? He's like, yeah, sure. And just snapped a quick picture. I was like, awesome. So, and then 2 seconds later, I see everyone surrounding me and trying to get a photo. And of course, security comes and surrounds him and brings him back to his booth. Yeah. So I was like, oh, cool. I just started a ruckus.
Very good, Denny. Very good for inciting riots.
You're welcome.
So there we were with Stan Lee. And Stan's sitting there. He hasn't said anything to anyone else. But our group, I'm dressed as Johnny Storm. We have Nick. My friend Nick was Mr. Fantastic. Anthony was the Thing because he's kind of portly and not, you know, not pleasant to look at. And then his lovely niece Tessa was the Invisible Girl. And we go up. We stand around Stan Lee, the legend, and he doesn't say Excelsior. He turns to us and he says, "Excellent," and that was it. So
that was your big moment with Stan Lee.
Wow.
Excellent.
Yeah,
that's him.
Yep. So it was really Stan. It wasn't like a life model decoy or something.
Good job, Dave.
But you know, he's like propped up too most of the times, isn't he?
Well, those are grueling shows. We've actually done it. We've seen certain artists and celebrities and stuff. They keel over the next day after a show. These are long days. And Stan is what, 93 now?
Yeah. So Kevin, how did your experience go at New
Well,
York?
I went to Comic Con for 3 of the 4 days. I was there Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And I'm gonna tell you something, guys. You know, I was always Mr. New York Comic Con. I loved it. I will never go again.
Yeah, I feel the same way. Unless we could get press again, I would consider it, but I have no real interest.
I mean, I you know, Denny and I had press. That's like how we went. But
that was a cheap shot.
Yeah, sorry, Dave. Should have asked.
It's just as well.
The only guy that still works at a newspaper and can't get press.
Yeah.
We'll get into that later.
But yeah, so Denny and I went as press, but even so, like, it was just, it's gotten to the point where it's so crowded and it's so, like, you can't do anything. There's nothing you can do. You can't walk the show floor. You can't get near celebrities. You can't do any of, like, they had, like, a Rick and Morty VR thing that I wanted, and the line was forever long. It was just, you couldn't get to anything. The only, like, cool thing that I think I did the entire time was I got to take a picture in the Rick and Morty, like, prison cell thing, and, Kermit the Frog, my puppet pal, got to interview WWE Hall of Famer Sting.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's Sting!
Yep.
Yeah, but
I thought that your favorite part was being with me at the Evil Dead house.
So let me tell you something. I went through that Evil Dead house 3 times, and each time I won a beer koozie.
That sucks.
Every time, all I wanted was the foam finger or just anything but the beer koozie, because I got that the first time with you. Denny and I had a really good time. Denny, we met up at the Linden train station. We went in. We had a bit of a posse. We had Dario. We had your Canadian friend Roland, right?
Yeah. Well, yep. Roland was there.
Roland was there. Dana was there. Was that the whole posse?
Yeah, I think that was it, because we were waiting for her for, like, 10 years.
We waited for her, like down the street from the Javits.
Yeah, well, you know why we had a good time, right?
Why?
Because Dave wasn't with us.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, that was, we kept being like, isn't it great that Dave's not here, like, doing all his Dave crap?
And yet, I have, and I've saved a text from Denny that day at New York. Oh, Dave, I wish you were here. I miss you. It's not the same.
That's
New York Comic
Con
sucks. Kevin's
That's
such
bullshit.
A joke.
Oh, this is a well, I wasn't with Denny the whole day. I did end up ditching Denny at one point.
Yes.
Listen, Denny.
As we all must do.
Listen, though, Denny and I had a really we had a fun game going on. Well, Denny instigated the game, and then Denny instantly wanted to take it back, but I wouldn't let him because Denny was like, whoever sees a Harley Quinn first punches the other one in the arm. And I think Denny thought that it was going to be like a playful little like punch in the arm. But like, if I saw Harley Quinn, Dave, I got to tell you, I wound up power from the back leg and rocked Denny like right at the base of the shoulder, where the bicep meets the shoulder. Like, I was giving him dead. And I was, my eyes were like locked around, like trying to find every Harley Quinn. I think you must have had black and blues, because I was punching
the crap
out of you.
My whole arm was like bruised. I couldn't feel it. Like, getting home, I'm like, oh, this sucks. Had to put like ice on it. It was horrible.
He got me like twice. And I think it was like 2 to like 247. Like,
well, now I'm glad I didn't go with you guys.
Yeah, he probably would have broke your arm.
Artist Alley, I feel like I assaulted you in Artist Alley. I punched you
so
many
times. Yeah, you did. That was funny.
Hey, Danny, what was the show where legendary John Byrne put his hand in my shirt? Oh, that was at Star Trek 50. I went to Star Trek 50.
I wasn't there. I don't like Star Wars.
Yeah, sorry.
You got fondled by John Byrne?
Yeah. Yeah, I had the olive crossover, the classic green, drab green Captain Kirk shirt, and it was open a little too much. And I bought something from John Byrne, and he repaid me with a nice chest grab.
Oh, that sounds creepy, Dave.
Wait, is that when you shaved your chest? Was that?
Yes, one of two times that I shaved my chest last year, but we won't go into why for the other reason.
Yeah, we're not going to talk about the other reason. At New York Comic Con, basically the straw that broke the camel's back for me. On Saturday, I was all excited to go on Saturday. I get there and the Iron Fist panel is the first thing I want to try to get into. So, and you know the way it is, like. You line up in that main stage and they give you a wristband and then that gives you entry later on. And there's a guy that sits there with a little clicker that like clicks you into getting in. So we get in the line and the guy's like kind of not paying attention. So we get in this line. My brother and I waited in this line for 2 hours and then we got up to the front and maybe like 50 people ahead of us, they were like, sorry, we're full, which is not supposed to happen.
Yeah.
If that guy was doing his job clicking people in, that would not have happened. That was when I turned to my brother and I said, we're leaving.
Well, you know what sucks about that? It defeats the whole point of being press. Like, I understand that New York Comic Con is so big and they don't really need the press, but it's still good for them to have it. But it's like they should prioritize like certain people that should go in there to, you know, just talk about it and write about it, like blog about it. You know, it's so annoying.
And then... So I'm fuming at this point. Like, steam is coming out of my ears. Like, I am so angry. And I'm complaining loudly about how this system is not supposed to allow for this to happen. And this bovine Bessie bitch behind me just goes, it's Comic-Con. Get over it. And my head spun around like a goddamn hawk. And my eyes locked onto her, and I opened my mouth, and my brother, who has been around me when I have almost gotten into fights in many different places, literally just kind of takes me by the arm and just ushers me out of the room, because I was about to be like, listen up, Bossy the cow. Like, I was so, so mad.
Just because she said that, or just because of a little of everything?
Just because I was so mad already, and then she said that.
Oh, okay.
Well, Kevin, you know, we need to remind people, too, that have never been to shows as big as New York Comic Con. It's potentially dangerous.
Yes.
I mean, it's very, very, very crowded. If you have any kind of social anxiety, if you don't like other human beings, if you don't like how other human beings smell, then you're going to have a problem. You're not really going to enjoy it. But if you like the mass of humanity, if you like the spectacle of, hey, there's so-and-so and this is going on, and it's like a pop culture carnival come to town. But I don't think it'll ever go away. And even for those of you, maybe me, who stop going, there's 10 other people that would gladly take our place.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just, but now also for me living down here, like, I don't see the need to ever pay all that money to fly back to New Jersey just to go to this event where I didn't even have a good time. And so got sick. And New York Comic Con, I get sick every single time because you're around these unwashed, disgusting nerds who cough without, you know, covering their mouths and wipe their sleeves and touch everything. It is one massive petri dish. And Dave, being the germaphobe that you are, I know that you agree with me on this.
I do, but I always, it's like I take one for the team. I figure, you know what? That was the day that I was going to meet Stan Lee. I also don't like, we had to actually sit for a while because our legs couldn't hold up our body. That's how long the line was. Mm-hmm. But Denny had met Stan Lee back in 2012 in Baltimore. And I kept putting it off. And then I realized, you know what? None of us are getting any younger. And so let's just do it. And it was $100. But we split it. Our Fantastic Four group, we split it. We got to meet Stan Lee for $25 each.
That's great.
Well, and I had to push him to buy it because, like, I was like, Dave, come on. I was like, he's 90-something years old. He's not going to be around. You might as well just do it, blah, blah, blah. He's like, oh, again, I don't know how to click a button. How do you order these tickets? I was like, it clearly says buy now, click here, hit the button, and do it. Yeah. So, of course, I had to do it for him. But still, got the ball rolling, and I'm kind of glad that he did. So at least they got a little something to remember him by, you know.
I will admit, Denny helps me sometimes with the technical aspects of my life.
The whole precursor to recording today was just Denny being like, "No, Dave, you got to put the headphones on your ears. No, Dave, you got to turn the computer on. You got to do this." Like, you are as helpless as a baby duck when it comes to technology.
Oh, I love ducks.
I have to think that the setting up of the episode probably would have been more entertaining than the episode because I could tell Denny was getting flustered. The first thing he said to me, now, he came too early. I was in the shower.
No, he came on time. You were showering too
that's
late.
That's bullshit.
Because my phone.
That's bullshit. Because even. Go ahead.
I'm walking into my house, and all of a sudden my phone starts going beep, 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 beep. I'm like, oh, frick. Denny got there, and Dave has already made him mad.
Yeah, and I see Denny's message to you. I'm reading it as it's popping up on my screen. Dave's not in the shower yet. He's posting on Facebook. So I'm like, all right, fine. I'm going to take an extra long shower.
That's bullshit because literally it was about a half hour to about 45 minutes before that text went through Facebook messaging. Then when I got here about a half hour later.
Yep, I get all caps. He's still in the bleeping shower. I'm done at 11. One recording. I'm done with this shit.
That's exactly what I said. Yeah, he said that through the door. I said, what? What'd you say? Open the door. I can't hear you. The shower's too loud. And he opens the door and he goes, I have to leave at 11.
So well, even when I walked in, Lisa said that. She goes, yeah, I told him to get into the goddamn shower about 20 minutes ago because I was coming. And you never did. So I'm like, F this. I was like, I'm done. You do that shit every time. Every freaking time.
True. But this time I had a good excuse. I was getting so much positive feedback on Facebook over my David Duchovny concert photos of his show that we covered last night.
Are you kidding me?
No.
You held up Denny when Denny has to go because you needed to bask in the adulation glow of your David Duchovny pictures that will still be there when we're done recording.
And with the shower.
True. I'm going to add to those photos, and I'm going to expand upon my coverage. But I felt like people needed to know this morning what I was up to.
No one cares.
No one cares. Was Buster there? No. Then no one cares.
Denny, what's your new slogan?
Poor Buster, screw Dave.
Poor Buster, screw Dave. That's pretty much because you know what, like everybody, like when Buster passed, there was a lot of like, oh, poor Buster. But nobody was just like, oh, how's Dave doing? No, nobody but me. I was very supportive, Dave. I was like, buddy, I just want you to know I'm here for you. I love you. Blah, blah, blah. Everybody else was poor Buster. Screw Dave.
Yes, I have to admit, Kevin did seem sincere through the whole grieving process, but I think that was just to get me back to do Bat Squad Radio.
Oh, no, I honestly didn't. I never thought Bat Squad Radio was coming back. So I was just like, I was grieving myself, and I figured just how bad, like, it really is. Some people are like, oh, whatever, it's a dog or whatever, but it's like, it's a member of your family. Like, it's a, yes. You know, so, and I understand that, and that's why my heart went out to you and Lisa about that.
And even more importantly, a lot of my traffic on Facebook, now that it's just Bat Dave Solo,
even
has
more
diminished.
Did you really just say, even more importantly, my fame has diminished? I'm trying to humanize you and make you seem like a decent man for once in your life. And you're like, but more importantly, my Facebook traffic has sufficiently diminished without Buster. Like,
I probably should have picked a better time to bring that up.
You probably should have.
But yeah, getting back to that, yeah.
Yeah, I can't wait till you're like 80 in like 2 years, and you're going to feel, you'll be sitting around like, I remember a time when I was internet famous, that damn Buster had to go and die.
I've actually been scouting local kennels for a lookalike.
I wonder if he's like crappy enough of a person to just like make a new Buster. Just get some like dachshund puppy and just start dressing it up and be like, your name is Buster now.
Didn't we talk about that in another episode and we wound up saying like, if he died, what would you name the new guy? Remember?
Bosley.
We made up some like funny
Bat
names.
Dave.
Bosley.
Yeah, I'd like Bat Dave and Bosley.
Oh, you already got this figured out. Like, you're already like, there's already a plan in place. Okay.
You know how he is.
Lisa, we need a new dog. But Dave, I'm still grieving. Nope. My Facebook likes have gone down sufficiently. Like, we need a new attention magnet. Jeez.
Otherwise, it's just a picture of me standing in front of a boulder.
Yeah, it's just a picture of you and a leotard, and nobody wants to see that. Nobody wants to see you dressed as Batman unless Buster is sitting there, unless there's an adorable dachshund dressed as Robin next to you.
Oh, God.
But anyway, yeah, New York Comic Con is a big no for me going forward. There are cons down here in Orlando that are much better. I got pressed to MegaCon last year. MegaCon is here in the Orange County Convention Center in Orlando. It reminded me a lot of Wizard World Philly. Remember when we embarrassed ourselves at Wizard World Philly as the Time Lord Rejects?
Oh, the Time Rejects.
Oh. Okay, yeah, was our finest hour.
Yeah, it reminded me a lot of that show. Like, I really thought it was run very, very well. But the problem with MegaCon is that it takes place at the most inopportune weekend of the year. It's Memorial Day weekend every year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so Memorial Day weekend in the tourism capital of the world is not really great. But I do have a big show coming up that I got pressed to this April. April 14th, my birthday, my 32nd birthday, I will be at the official Star Wars celebration here at the Orange County Convention Center, alongside such Bat Squad staples as Mike Hemming and Monica Tillet.
Wow.
So
some of our own people.
Yeah, we are going to be having a, it's going to be a super squad down here. So.
Nice. Dennis, should we fly down and join the fun?
No, I'm all right.
You guys should fly down for a con, though, because they do have a bunch down here.
I would. What's the really
big one down there?
MegaCon.
Is it MegaCon or is there? Oh, I thought there was a bigger one. No. Oh, I was thinking of Dragon Con. That's in Georgia, I think.
I think that's Georgia, yeah.
Now, you said MegaCon is out of where? What town?
Orlando.
Oh, okay. Excellent.
Yeah.
If I go to Orlando, I'm going straight to Disney. I'm not going to freaking Comic-Con there.
But could you imagine us going around Disney with Dave and he'd be like, oh, stop here. I want to get a picture with the, you know, like, just, it would be a mess.
Oh, yeah. I'm anti-Disney, though. I'm not a huge Disney guy.
Well, Danny, do you have a trip booked or anything like that? Or were you planning on one?
Yes, I already talked to my agent, and she is looking into getting deals for next year, 2018,
Great.
Which is going to be in April, like that week of like when teachers have off and all that stuff. So it'll be sometime in April of
That's
next
awesome.
Year.
That's
but
awesome.
Where?
Yeah, I can't
go where.
He's coming down here to Orlando.
Yep.
What about me?
What about you?
I can't fly. I'm afraid of terrorism.
Well, you're not
Good,
going.
Then you stay here. Yeah.
Then I'll drive.
Go ahead. he gets here.
You guys are jerks.
But then also from an author standpoint, I have my first two big book signings coming up at conventions down here. I've got I Heart Books in Boca Raton, Florida in May. And then I have Space Coast Book Lovers in July. So two conventions down here that I'm going to be signing at.
Wait a minute. Cool. You write books?
I hate you. I really do.
Are you gonna shave that beard?
No, I think the beard is.
I like
it's
it.
Here to stay. It's rugged.
Yeah, move over a little bit so I can see it in fully. It's not bad. Yeah,
I feel like it's ruggedly handsome. It's very Charlie Day.
Okay.
Yeah. Or McCartney, Let It Be.
Maybe. I am gonna trim it. Yeah. It's getting a little long. I don't want to be a mountain man. But
You look more like that Zach Galifrey, whatever his name is.
That's not a compliment.
Oh, okay, never mind then.
Wow, Denny. Denny and I have been getting along tremendously despite my borderline assault of him at New York Comic Con. But now Denny has just blown that right out of the water.
That would be a perfect cosplay from Hangover.
Oh yeah, that would be fantastic.
Do it.
Yeah.
No, we should cosplay as each other, but very hurtful versions of it.
Make
the person mad.
Just striking right to the core of all of our insecurities.
Well, one of us would have to get really sickly and skinny.
Yeah.
I don't know if that would happen.
Yeah, I don't think Denny or I could be you. We can go, or we can wear fat suits and go as Bat Dave's ego.
Yes.
Or I could shave my head and go as a living grape as Denny.
We need the hat.
A grape.
All right, so do we have anything else we want to talk about this week?
I don't know. What's our minute marker?
We're at about 52 minutes right now, so we got time for maybe one more thing before we close up shop.
Yes, we should tell the listeners, if they're still there, that we're a little rusty. We're getting back into it, and we apologize for this episode.
I don't think this episode was bad. I think we're getting back into our groove.
We'll have to let.
I think we have more chemistry in this episode than we ever had in other ones.
Yeah, he's just upset because he hasn't been dominating the episode like he likes to do.
Yeah, I know.
Every time we have an episode that's very Kevin and Denny heavy, he's always just like, "This wasn't a good episode."
Yep.
Kevin, could you pass me some orange juice since we're seated around the same table?
It's not funny. It wasn't funny at the beginning of the show. It's not funny now. We're on Skype.
It's all right.
But you know what? There are a couple shows that I know you guys are attending, and I did want to draw attention to our friends Sal and Dave and Garden State Comic Fest coming this summer. Denny, what are the dates for that?
We have the Garden State Comic Fest July 8th and 9th at the Menin Sports Arena in Morristown, New Jersey.
Love Menin Arena. I wrestled there a whole bunch of times.
Yeah, it's really nice. Nice and big. You got all your artists, cosplay, celebrities. Actually, what's the big one going to be there, Dave? I just mentioned him before. Yep, that's right. Dean Cain. He's going to be there.
Oh, Dean Cain.
Yep, Dean Cain's going to be at Garden State Comic Fest.
I love Dean Cain.
Yeah, I met him years ago, but I didn't get a photo with him. I just got him to sign an autograph. It's before I was into like the celebrity craze of getting autographs of like every single Walker Stalker.
Uh-huh.
Or Walking Dead, sorry, Walker Stalker. Celebrity. So yeah, I want to get a picture.
That was the show, Danny, that you forced me to meet Norman Reedus, my main man. I didn't even know who Norman Reedus was,
but that's
where Dean Cain was.
Nick Burkus.
Yeah. Nate Burkus. Yeah. So
What do you guys have going on for March con wise? Do you have any shows?
Yeah, right then. I think we're going back to what's that say? Oh, I'm reading. Okay, my secretary just handed me something. We're going to the Big Apple Con.
Oh, with your March best friend 11th. For your best friend Mike Carbo?
Yes. Yes.
the greatest moment of our lives when Dave got to the show and he was like, "Hey, buddy." And Carbo goes, "Who are you?"
Yeah, that was funny.
Yeah, well, he had a lot on his plate that day, and I was in costume, too. So, you know, my cosplays are so amazing.
I don't remember you being in costume that day.
Wasn't I, Dan?
No.
No, I don't think so.
You weren't. That was the day that we broadcast live.
Oh, okay. I think I was wearing a hat. But the Big Apple Con is going to come back bigger and better than ever next month. And that is about, 2 weeks away?
Yeah, March 11th and 12th.
they have somehow scored as guests Stan Lee. So Stan Lee, who supposedly was not coming back to New York, is now coming back one more time to meet fans. One of my favorite artists, Jim Steranko.
Very nice.
Who else, Dan? There's a whole
you
bunch.
You got Frank Miller. Frank Miller's going to be there.
Barbara Eden, I Dream of Jeannie. Barbara
Ooh,
Eden.
Ooh, very nice.
John Bernthal from Walking
The Punisher.
Dead. Punisher from Daredevil. Yeah. Yep. So a couple other ones like David. Jason David, I always say that. Jason David Frank. After him, Jason.
My childhood
David.
Hero, Jason David Frank, Green Ranger.
Yep. He'll be there.
I actually was going to do a big all new Punisher cosplay for John Bernthal.
A big Punisher cosplay?
Something like that. Yeah. I have some surprises in store for everyone. But we can't do it, though, because John Bernthal is going to be at Big Apple Con only at their Sunday show, and that Sunday, Denny and I will not be there. We will be at
Monster Mania.
Oh, wow, that's a busy weekend for you guys.
Yeah, we're going to be all over the place.
Yeah, we
take Monster Mania. Monster Mania, like I said, we're going to be. It's from March 10th to 12th in the Crown Plaza Hotel in Cherry Hill, New Jersey.
Very nice.
So if you guys want to go there, John Cusack, he's going to be there. I thought that's pretty cool. If you're fans of Stranger Things, we got Caleb McLaughlin, who plays Lucas, and we have Gatton. I'm not sure how to pronounce his last name, but it's Matarazzo. Sorry, Dustin. That plays Dustin from Stranger Things.
The one with the teeth.
That. Yeah, he got that fixed actually, but yes, he's the one with the teeth.
Okay.
So we got some pretty good Scott Wilson. He'll be there.
Are you guys going to be doing? You guys will be filming some videos from there?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, fantastic. We should be.
Yeah. I can't wait to see them. I look forward to it. I actually do look forward to your content. And now you guys actually have an actual URL for your YouTube channel now, right? It's youtube.com/NJBatSquad.
After doing this crap, I mean, after doing these incredible projects for 6 years, and at the persistence of Denny, who kept saying, we need a page, we got to make it official. We finally, what would we say, 2 months ago, maybe? 2 months ago, probably. We finally have a brand new NJ Bat Squad Studios Facebook page.
That's great.
And it provides you with the link to all 75 of our fan films. And as much as we like to bust on what we do and we downplay our brilliance, those 75 fan films, if you were just quickly scour, go through them. No, you're talking we've met Shatner, we've met Adam West, we've met Stan Lee, we've met some of the biggest and the best names.
Neil Adams.
And sometimes against their will, and which also makes for wonderfully uncomfortable moments. But we try to be respectful to these people as much as we are disrespectful to each other on the show.
Right.
The artists, the actors, the celebrities, these people, they mean the world to us, and we love it. That we're huge fans, and that's why we do this, and that's why we go there.
All right.
So check it out.
So go check out our page at NJ Bat Squad Studios on Facebook. Just share it, like it, you know, just do all that good stuff and help us promote our stuff that we love and enjoy.
Great.
I do have one more announcement.
Oh my God.
Denny doesn't know this, but there's a good chance we'll be going to. No.
He's too old to be
pregnant. Yes, my eggs have withered. There's a good chance we'll be going this summer to Terrificon, which is in Connecticut, and they will have Adam and Bert there. They'll have all the Batman 1966 vehicles, and a sad side, but an upside. Denny's arch enemy, Adam West's manager, Fred, passed away last year.
Oh, and passed away! I thought he was going to be there.
Yeah.
Oh, so I didn't know that.
Right. Fred was a polarizing figure. There, as much as Fred kept Adam's face in the news and Fred pushed Adam and promoted him, a lot of fans were not really crazy about how Fred conducted business at conventions. And he can make things difficult for you. But Fred passed away, and now, from what I've heard, Burt Ward's manager is now handling double duty. Burt Ward's manager, Andrew, great guy, is in charge of Adam and Bert. And from what I've seen already, when we saw Adam at New York Comic Con, Adam is now once again much more accessible to the fans.
Well, that's good.
He's
nice.
It's which was always a problem with our fan films. We could never really have a moment with him because of certain restrictions that were imposed upon Adam. But Adam is, again, almost 90, so I understand he did need someone looking after him at the show.
He's over 90 at this point, is he?
Hey, Dave.
Maybe he is, but he's still sharp as a tack.
Yep.
When is that show, Trificon?
Let's talk about that next show.
Well, yeah, we can talk about that next show. We just hit the hour, so we should probably get out of here. You ready to? So I think that's in August. You said right, Denny? Trificon.
Yeah, August 18th to the 20th.
Fantastic. All right, so you guys ready to get out of here for this week?
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, folks, that's going to do it for the big return of Bat Squad Radio. Thank you so much for joining us. Please make sure you check out the New Jersey Bat Squad channel on Facebook at facebook.com/NJBatSquadStudios. Also, folks, please check out my author page on Facebook at facebook.com/KevinJKesslerAuthor and follow me on Twitter at KevinJKessler for news on upcoming signings and where you can get my books. We're doing pre-orders for Ross and Eddie, Wrath of the Faithful, with the second installment coming very soon. So, folks, also, please check us out on Facebook at Facebook.com/WD Podcast Network and on Twitter at White Dragon PN. I couldn't remember it for a second. And also, we do have a Facebook group. It does still exist. I was shocked to see that it still existed at Facebook.com/groups/Bat Squad Radio. All right, so that does it for this week. Dave, any closing words?
F Denny.
Denny, any closing words?
F Dave.
All right, folks. That does it for this week's of Bat Squad Radio. We will see you next time. Same Bat Squad time. Same Bat Squad channel. F Dave and Denny.